Good morning. It's Thursday, the 17th of April. I'm Johnny Fleming with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Elon Musk on Wednesday as a rare visionary akin to Soviet space pioneer Sergei Korolev, calling the SpaceX founder a once-in-a-generation figure charged up with a certain idea during a visit to a Moscow State University. The comments came as Russia and the United States forged closer ties under President Donald Trump's administration. The foreign ministers of Nigeria and Niger held talks on Wednesday on cross-border security, terrorism and economic cooperation despite tensions between the two neighborhoods since the July 2023 coup in Niger. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will meet French leaders in Paris on Thursday to discuss the war in Ukraine, his office has said, amid failing efforts to persuade Russia to agree to a ceasefire. Rubio and U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff would also discuss tensions over Iran's nuclear program with France's President Emmanuel Macron. U.S. President Trump pledged before taking office that he would quickly end the war that has been ongoing since Russia's February 2022 invasion of the neighboring Ukraine. Staying with the U.S., a Democratic senator on Wednesday said that to El Salvador has denied his request to release a U.S. resident whose wrongful deportation triggered a political firestorm over President Donald Trump's hardline immigration policies. The White House has condemned Senator Van Hollen's trip to Central American country after already admitting an administrative error caused the deportation. The Trump administration has been ordered by the Supreme Court, to facilitate the 29-year-old father's return to the U.S., but the White House has stated that the man will not be returning. In local news, the Ministry of Agriculture has announced that there has been a second case of a bacterial disease detected in a rabbit in Wellerstein. This is after an initial case in a Jongluster at the beginning of April. The dead rabbit has tested positive for canine distemper on Wednesday, and the public are being warned not to touch any dead animal they may come into contact with. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In sport now, Inter Milan kept their treble hopes alive with a thrilling 2-2 draw against Bayern Munich on Wednesday, sealing a 4-3 aggregate win to reach the Champions League semi-finals where they will face Barcelona. The Italian champions scored quick-fire goals in the space of 3 minutes from captain Lautaro Martinez and Benjamin Pavard, which cancelled a Harry Kane strike for Bayern, levelling the tie in the 52nd minute of the game. In rugby news, Australia has complained to the World Rugby about the wealthy French clubs poaching teenage talent, with Chairman Daniel Hubert urging the global governing body to revise its rules. Our view is that France has the ability to produce its own players. They don't have to poach our players at a very young age, Hubert told Australian media on Thursday. Under World Rugby's Young Players Protocol, it is prohibited from poaching young players either within a union or between unions and is permitted to impose appropriate sanctions on anyone who does. With the weather, it looks like another grey, wet day with cloud and rain forecast for the entire day. Temperatures starting at 6 to 8 and raising to 10 and staying there for the rest of the day.